مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of مارك السهابة, The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, we welcome you to this program. It is our interview segment with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, Damat Barakatuh. The date today is the 25th of Dhul Qadah, 1445. That is corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 3rd of June, 2024. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Inshallah, we'll discuss today the national elections and the results. Mufti Saab, we see the ANC 40% national, in provincial it goes a bit less. What's Mufti Saab's comments on all of this?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem, Amma Ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Few announcements before we go into our topic, the results of the elections in South Africa. So nevertheless, we know that today here in South Africa is the 25th of Zulqadah in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, and in Masjid al-Aqsa and so forth. Majority of the countries is 26th of Zulqadah already. So what does that tell us? This Friday night, we in South Africa have to scan the sky, and it is over 26 hours old. So inshallah, we are hopeful that somebody somewhere will see it within South Africa and so forth and so on. If that happens, then Saturday is the first, and then Eid will be on the 17th. That is the Monday of June, also a holiday. And if it's not sighted, then Eid will be on Tuesday. But we're all hoping for Monday Eid, inshallah, inshallahul aziz. As far as Saudi Arabia goes, yeah, I use the term Saudi Arabia because everything is cooked up there. MBS and his cronies, the murtad, haramis, traitors to Islam. So if you look at the Ummul Qura, you understand, calendar, so they will announce that Friday is the first. If that happens, Friday is the first, so what will happen is the day Hajj will start will be the following Friday, and the day of Arafat will be, remember, that Saturday, and Eid will be on that Sunday, you see. So that is according to their calendar. So let's see what the Munsamis will do there and so forth. So you understand, we hope some sanity prevails. You see, I'm going to be very open about this. I have no confidence at all in the Saudi regime currently run by MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. And I won't be surprised again they make the Hajj on the wrong day. Now imagine you pay 200, 300, 400, 500,000 per couple or whatever to perform Hajj. Deep down in the inner recesses of your heart, you know you're standing on the wrong day in Arafat. Your Hajj is done. Everything is done. But still the disappointment will remain. You must remember that. The sin is on them, on the rulers and so forth. They can call themselves Khadimul Haramain, whatever, but they Khainul Haramain Sharifain. They traitors to Islam. They Khadimu America and Israel. So that's one thing. Second thing, let's say Friday night, I'm just looking at different scenarios. We see the moon. You understand? Then it's very good. Monday is Eid, and that's correct, inshallah. But let's work on the premise that the moon is not sighted. So then we go into Saturday, 30th, and then remember that Tuesday will be Eid. Why? Because yeah, in South Africa, I don't agree with this. I'll be very honest. That we only want to do sighting within South Africa. If somebody sees the moon in Zimbabwe, Zambia, Malawi, does that majority ulama, they reject it. But it can be majority, but I don't agree with it. And I made my opinion and new views on this very clear on many a time. I still feel we should go with the whole Southern Africa and so forth. The chances of Zambia seeing the moon is much more compared to us seeing the moon in South Africa. So worst case scenario, Mosaid. Look at it this way, that Saudi Arabia says 1st of Zulhijjah is Friday. So they will have Eid on Sunday. You got it? Arafat Saturday, like that. Then, worst case scenario by us, Eid on Tuesday. So can you have 2 days different, ever? I mean, it's unacceptable. It wasn't matter. One day can still be 2 days. When we were studying in Pakistan, they used to have that. Saudi Arabia got Eid, and after 2 days, we have Eid in Pakistan. Crazy situation. So therefore, we must revisit and review this whole issue again. Because why? You're not solving problems, you're creating problems. You understood? So these are the issues. No sense we just sit there and just make this one. It doesn't help all these things. Solve the problem and go to your Hanafi fiqh again and see. Hanafi fiqh is the best fiqh on this issue. It gives you the most flexibility. You must remember these things. Yeah. You got it? So that is just one clarification and one input or output. Second news that I want to give you is that, and I hope that you're getting it on the news, remember Uitenhage, Port Elizabeth, and there East London, Eastern Cape, things are very, very bad, floods and so forth. 7 people have already passed away, thousands of them are displaced, and millions of rands of damage in people's businesses, houses, farms and so forth. Allah Jalla Wala make easy for them. Wherever there is too much rain, so you have to read Allahumma hawalayna wala alayna. So Ya Allah, send the rain, but not upon us, send it to other communities, other places, Zambia and all that, where there is drought, famine and so forth. So we make dua for them as well. Third one is about Gaza. I just sent out something now, and you will see it there. You will see it there on my status. So just see on my status. You will see that how many, you must remember, in the past 8 months, how many massacres took place there in Gaza by the Jutlas, the Haramis, and that is 3,400 and something, almost 3,500. If you just see on my status, you will see it. And I send it to all the groups and everything also. So you must remember, so you got it?
Chi.
What it says, read the whole thing.
3,950.
No, read the whole thing from start. What is it in there?
It starts off like this. 3,247 massacres committed against civilians in Gaza by Israeli army in 240 days.
Yeah. So 240 days, 3,000?
3,247.
Yeah, now that was yesterday. Now again yesterday they massacred how many people? So remember easily you can say more than 3,300 massacres committed by the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. So you must remember. So what is the solution? In life, to highlight the problem, I don't believe in these things. You have to look at solutions. And we in South Africa got the solution. We went through apartheid, we saw what apartheid is, we experienced, nobody can teach us about apartheid and so. What our children, our people, PNET, are experiencing there in Gaza, in Palestine, is 100 times worse. You must remember that apartheid here. So you must remember that by and large, the African countries, they had no ties with South Africa. When I used to travel, we used to travel from here to Pakistan, via Nairobi and Kenya. Yeah, they used to throw our passport in our face. We told them, but we are the victim. We are not the white people. You must remember that. Then slowly, their attitude changed. But many a time, they would just say, yeah, you this and that. They would hate us, basically. And you couldn't blame them, actually. Then you see Arab countries, majority of them also, they had nothing to do with South Africa and Muslim countries and so forth and so on. So that it. Then the countries that had ties with South Africa, white South Africa, apartheid South Africa, was who? America, Britain, Europe, there's whiteies, you understood. Then slowly, when they realized that now that South Africa, white apartheid is a dying horse, so then they start, sanctions and this and this and this and all. So the white man is always that, always seen Rhodesia, Zimbabwe, same thing they did. Yeah, also South Africa. So Israel, this is what's starting to happen now, alhamdulillah. Maldives said no more people from Jutlas can enter there, you understood, with Israeli passport. So that is what we need to do. And there's Arab regimes who have ties, diplomatic ties. Either we say the kuffar, murtad out of the fall of Islam, or either we say the traitors, call them whatever you want to. I call them all the names. And remember that we should boycott them, in fact. Why are you having ties with Israel? That you are just like Israel. You are the one complicit in this crime of genocide, starvation, killing of children, more than 15,000 children, babies killed. And this is on your watch. You must remember this type of things here. So that is what we should be asking these questions and so forth. So the only way that we will collapse Israel and everything is pressure, sanctions and diplomatic ties, all that must be cut. South Africa took Israel to the ICJ, all that, very good. But you still got ties with them. You must remember now, how is that? How you reconcile that? So you must remember that they said that these Jutlas who are serving in the Israeli army will be prosecuted. Till today, not one has been prosecuted. So it shows that you are just there. So now we come to our topic. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. To understand anything, you must look at the history. 1948, the Nationalist Party won and they brought about the policy of apartheid, a hated, detested, repugnant policy. Remember that. For us, non-whites, Indians, coloureds, Africans, black, whatever you want to call. So everything fell apart in 1990. 94, you had your first elections. That time already, I said, you can go and see my, listen to my lectures and all. I said, if you want a strong democratic South Africa, you must not vote ANC. You need a very strong opposition. But there was a euphoria. People were crazy. Mandela is free and ANC is free. And then you have all that. But one thing good, some sanity prevailed so that there was no civil war. But Allah's helped everything. But humanly, the strategy they adopted was good in Mandela's time. They said government of national unity. So they gave Western Cape to the Nationalists. They gave the Natal to the Inkatha and the other provinces ANC. You see? So that is how there was some stability. Come 1999, it was the Thabo years, Thabo Mbeki, because Mandela served one term, and at one term also, half the time Thabo was running the things. So you must remember, so now ANC sweeps everything, basically, you see. So that is how things happen. So when you have too much power in one organization, in one government, and so forth, and there's hardly any opposition, or the opposition is so weak, so what happens? Too much power corrupts also. And that is what happened to the ANC. You can't tell me that the ANC are not corrupt. You can't tell me that the ANC didn't crook. You can't tell me there was no cadre deployment and all. So every way they failed, service delivery and so forth. Today, now as I speak to you, 20 parties. How many? 20 parties, and they are being led by Zuma. I called him President Zuma. He's the president of his party. He's not the president of the country, so we still call him president. So President Zuma is leading the charge. So I said this morning, Hurricane Zuma finished all these guys up. Whether it is, you must remember, ANC or whether EFF or whether this one. The only party that really came out untouched was DA. You must remember, whether we like or not, you must remember. They increased a little bit and so forth. So Zuma is leading the charge. They want to rerun all the elections. But that I don't agree with. Understood? So I'm saying, take what you got and run with it. How many seats they got? 58, 59 seats. They're in the National Assembly and all that. 58, I think. Zuma's party. So MK, they're the third party there. 58 seats you got now. For a party that's 6 months in existence, so now you got 58 seats, 10 seats per month almost. I mean, that's a miracle, you know, in political things, ways. So anyway, so all this has happened. Then the second thing you must remember, already protests are starting, you must remember. See, that is the fear in South Africa. You know, the police and the army say we're ready. It won't happen again, what happened in Durban. But how competent are you? We know how incompetent you are. So and the bribery and all these type of things. If they see too many protests, they themselves run away. So that is the fear for South Africa, we must remember. Now go forward. What options do the ANC? Now they call it horse trading is going on. So they got three options, basically. ANC goes for a government of national unity. So you take all the major players who got double digit, you understand, seats and all that, and you include them in the main positions, like ministers and deputy ministers, and you know, they have all these other big posts and speaker and what premiers and all that. So they can use them like that, and so come to some court. For this, you need compromise. You need people who have a level headed and so forth. So that's one. Second option they got is a grand coalition with who? With DA. But that will be shooting ANC in the... They can make it, they can form the government, but their own people will lose little bit credibility they have and little bit confidence which people have. They lose 90%, 80% of that. And some senior politicians of the ANC said already, if that happens, they resign. So that is the second thing. Third one is this, that ANC goes into coalition with the minor ten parties. So they leave the DA out, and then, now this is where the trick starts, you see. Number one, if you go with Zuma, so Zuma got two demands. Zuma says Cyril must resign, and second, whoever is the president then must give a presidential pardon to Zuma. Understood? So, will they do it? I don't know. But if they do it, ANC will be very good for the country. EFF says, fine, we will work with the ANC. But Floyd Shawambu must be given the Minister of Finance post and portfolio. So people already, horse trading is doing on, you see. Last night, after Isha, we came and they had a very good program. So we were sitting in the car, Brother Muhammad Khan and myself. So I told him, listen to this, there's some good things. So they had the guy from the DA, stood the leader. He said, no. We have given our people, you understand, the mandate, they can go and negotiate with all parties, but they cannot negotiate with EFF and with MK. You see that? So already, you can see the tension there. Then they had, you must remember, that guy there, that Mackenzie of PA, you understand, Patriotic Alliance. He also did well, you understood? He tell ANC, I'll support you. I'll give you my votes, everything. But you must make me Minister of Interior. You see how the horse trading goes on. So the second one. Then you got the third one, that white guy, Freedom Front. So Groeneveld or whatever his name, you understand. So he says that, no, we will go into Parliament. And then once everything, the dust is settled, then he himself, the leader of the Freedom Front, is going to lodge a complaint and, you know, raise this point of pala-pala. And they'll have to reopen that file, and if Cyril is found guilty, he'll have to resign. So that is what I said yesterday. You know, to be strange enough, Malona, yesterday Hazrat Muftisa gave a wonderful understand advice there. Anyway, so one lawyer came to me. He told me, AK, I want to tell you something. You're not a politician, but what you said, it worked out just like that. ANC lost hopelessly, and now how many provinces are gone? Cape is gone. Natal is gone. Northern Cape, they can't run alone. Gauteng, they can't run alone. You understood? They need coalition. So four provinces are gone. So they're only running five provinces on their own. So that will be now your Eastern Cape and your Limpopo and Mpumalanga and Free State and Northwest and that, you see. So this type of thing. So it's a very big blow. Do you know how many MPs lost their job now in ANC? 71 MPs lost their job. Understood. So for them, Hurricane Zuma finished them up. You must remember these things there. So these are the options. Now, ANC is the major player. So they got 40%, but the fact remains a big blow to them. So which option will they choose? That is the most important. Because they got 2 weeks. So before Eid, everything has to be done and dusted. They have to choose a president. They have to choose a speaker. They have to do all these things there. So now, who will negotiate? Who will, there's 20 parties with respect to Zuma and them. I don't think that will ever happen. They have a rerun. Yesterday, they already announced free and fair elections and so forth. Now it might go to the court and then they will take their grandfather's time and nothing will happen also. So to me, it's just an exercise in futility, you know. So you see, if you study democracy, Maulana, we have to understand these things a little bit. South Africa became a democratic country 27 April 1994, we had elections. Then democracy was ushered in and all that. Then a new constitution was written. They said that that constitution is the best in the world at that time, you see. At that time, I said, you will regret with this year. To me, it's not worth the paper on which is written, because you all wrote there no death penalty. You all wrote there that same-sex marriages. You wrote there all these crazy things, which me, we, as Muslims, we can never ever accept. So the checks and balances are for who? For a country that has a government and has a powerful, vibrant opposition. You got it? So what has happened 94, 20, 24, 30 years? It was one party running the show. So that is not what your constitution is geared up for. You must remember that. So therefore, people lose hope in you and they lost confidence in you. If Saral and ANC are honest to themselves, is a vote of no confidence in them. You must remember that, you see. But who will admit that? And look at all these jamiats in them. There you take Cape Town MJC jumping and shouting on the top. Yeah, you got all the Jamiat Maulvis, yeah. With apartheid time, they were in bed with apartheid. Now these guys came. Now coalition come. Maybe they'll go in bed with Zuma. We don't know, you know. They like to get into bed with the politicians. You see that? And so forth. So all, and there in Natal and all that, you know, I called him the Siamese twin this morning. You understand? You know, the Darul Ihsan and them. So they all together. So the three provinces, they got the three agents, MJC, Jamiat, and the Darul Ihsan. All three places they lost. People got no confidence in you, even in your ulama. They saw you're not true maulanas and ulama and scholars. You're the scholars for dollars and you're the politicians. So, I mean, it's a smack in the face if you look at it. We need to be speaking the truth in this type of issues. We don't have to hide from anybody. So all these things here. So what we have to do is make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Ya Allah, this beautiful country. And I mean, let me be honest. I'm not speaking of thawab and reward and all that. A country to love and to bring your children up and so forth. There's no country like South Africa. Remember, you'll never find anywhere in the world. These Arab countries are the worst. And the Saudis are the worst to stay. I'll never advise any person to go and stay there. Go make Umrah, go make Hajj and come back, finish and so forth. Not now, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, I told people already. So anyway, the point I'm making is all of us should pray, make dua to Allah Jalla Wala, that there is some sanity, that every party has some senior politicians who got some wisdom and experience, and then they form a government of national unity, and that will bring about stability and so forth. Now imagine if ANC go in with EFF. First of all, your rand will hit over 20 rand. You must remember that. You understood? Your markets will fall. Everything will fall. So because the policies are such and so forth and so on. So that is where we are. And anyway, we make dua. Allah, whether you voted, didn't vote, or finish, all that is history, career with the geography. And now main thing, turn to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala have mercy on all of us. And the main concern is, now see, this one incident and then I finish. Yesterday, Mrs. Halima Hussain, my mother's name was Halima Hussain, so I remember the name. So Allah grant my mother, grant Mrs. Halima Hussain, Day of Durban, also Jannat al-Firdaus, a husband critically injured, a son critically injured. Why a Jutla, a Zionist and so forth went and attacked them, we stabbed them, I think, whatever. So that person passed away. So you must remember, you must carry that story, it's such a big story. So they had janaza last night and so forth. And he said, the white guy, you understand, that I did this because why they supporting Palestine? So you must remember this. He stabbed him, I think, or what it was. So you must remember that this is, you must remember the big stories. Now, if these kind of things happen, then you're setting a recipe for a proper war. You must remember that and so forth. So we're waiting for the Jewish community now and the South African Zionist Federation and what they're saying about this here. Because the police got that person in custody and he said that according to the media that why they're supporting Palestine and so forth. You see, that is another thing we must learn. If somebody does something like this and he belongs to Muslims, we must condemn it. If a person belongs to the Jewish faith, they must condemn. If a person belongs to any other faith, so you know it's 100% unacceptable. You go kill people and so forth. And you say, no, you hate what you are doing. You got no right to do that. So you must remember that. So that is what we also need, some mature leadership and so forth. So anyway, we make dua. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظُ وَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ اللَّهُمَ آمِنَّا فِي أَوْطَانِنَا اللَّهُ جَلَّ وَلَا have mercy on us. Inshallah, we go for the news now.
Gee.
Inshallah. Right.
There is one question, Mufti Sahab.
Gee.
Why shouldn't we vote for DA on this basis where they will be a watch over for the ANC and maybe then things will stabilize? Why
it's finished now. It's an irrelevant question. The next time vote will come will be 5 years' time. So it's finished now. What is going to help now? It's finished now. So that question you can ask after 5 years. Right.
جزاكم الله خيرا مفتي صاحب السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله
مركز صحابة The voice of أهل السنة والجماعة